Welcome to my weekly interview series, The Everyday Hero Show, where yours truly, Q the Nurse, interviews amazing people that do amazing things for the people in their lives and the communities that they are a part of. Join me in exploring how these awesome human beings do the things that they do so we can learn from them and one day call ourselves an everyday hero. Thank you very much and enjoy. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Swartik Mayancha, and this is the Mayancha Accredited News Network. And we are on episode 5 of the Everyday Hero interview series, where I interview someone in your life or someone in my life that makes us smile but does not get the credit they deserve. Look at her. Oh my God. So today, I get the honor, the pleasure of interviewing the nurse, my mentor, my teacher. She got me from being afraid to give insulin. She's the Catholic 90-year-old woman blindfolded. My preceptor, Katie Piccolo.
There is no justice when so few have so much and so many have so little.
Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate this. I know you're a busy lady and you have nursing and you know your schedule's hectic like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Please tell me and the people who you are, where you're born, where you're from, and why nursing.
Okay. So I was born and raised in Burlington. I got into nursing. My undergrad was actually in public health. I thought I wanted to do health administration. But once I started working in the field, I started at Children's Hospital kind of as a front desk person, and I realized how much I loved working with the families and with the patients and just making sure their visit went smoothly. Then I got the chance to be a clinical assistant for children. So once I started actually working one-on-one with the patients, I realized I needed to go back to school for nursing. So that's kind of how I started getting.
Did you ever think about nursing before you went to Children's? Was it like, did you ever think, I wanted to do nursing before the, what'd you say you did?
Public health.
When you were doing public health or before that, did you ever think nursing, or nursing happened after you had booked Children's?
It was always a thought in my mind. I've always loved helping people and stuff like that, but I thought I couldn't do like the blood and the guts and the gross stuff of nursing. But
you're pretty good at the blood and the guts.
But once you start actually practicing nursing, it's something that you get used to pretty quickly.
Very quickly. That C. diff comes often.
Yes.
So you were at Children's. When you were an assistant, were you doing, was it like cardiac telemetry? Were you on the OR PACU? Where were you?
So I was actually at an ambulatory site in the neurology clinic. So we would see kids that had like just ADHD, but then we'd see kids that had like either brain injuries, had CP, things like that. So you got to see a wide variety of different things.
Being a nurse now, you worked at the rehab. That's where I know her from. Mm-hmm. I worked at a rehab hospital with her. You worked at the rehab. Is there a place that you like? Is it a type of nursing that you want to do? Is it a type of nursing that you've done that you really want to get back to? What's your favorite?
Where I honestly just want to keep exploring. Like, I started off working with children and I absolutely loved working with kids. But then once I started working at the rehab, I realized how much I actually love working with adults too. Mm-hmm. I just love working with people all different ages. So I'm still trying to figure out if I do have a niche, where it is, but right now I've enjoyed everything I've done so
far. So at Children's, I always wondered, do people at Children's, is maternity just birth, or is it like birth in like the first month of life? Does Children's get like infant babies?
Yes. So
Okay.
So they have like a NICU, they have like a cardiac ICU for babies. Or for anyone, yeah. But they just don't deliver babies there.
Okay.
But they can
That's
get them like right after,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's Children's is the dream.
I know.
Like everyone wishes. Because I too don't know.
Yeah.
So I think I know. I always thought I wanted to do maternity.
I mean, I still think I want to do maternity. Yeah. I still think I want to do peds. I still think I want to do telemetry, cardiac. I still think I want to work in an OR, but I just don't know.
I know.
It's fun to like play around, but it's hard to play around because you have to go through orientation. And all
and that's the beauty of nursing, though. You can always dabble in a bunch of different things and see what you like. And
yeah, I know. But the problem with is with working, I just, being a nurse is tough. Just putting it out there, it's very, very tough. But you made it very, very, not easy, but you made it much easier for me. So Katie, when I first started my first nursing job, was my preceptor. She, I basically just followed her around like a little bit tail, like just everywhere she went for the first 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
I think it was.
Like around there. You know how orientation works. So I was following her around all for those 4 or 5 weeks, and she literally just did everything perfectly. And I honestly believe that I'm a better, great nurse because of it. Katie, who taught you how to be such a great nurse? And how, like, is it, do you come back home and study? Because I know I don't do that. What do you do and how do you be such a good nurse?
Well, I definitely think it's just, it's super important. I've told you this a million times, but to stay organized.
Oh, forget about it.
It's super important to write everything down. I forget things easily, so I have to write them down so I remember. And then I also just try to remember too, like, I know you can get so wrapped up in all the tasks that you have to do, but you have to remember at the end of the day, you're here for this patient. They're sick, they're scared. Even though they're in a rehab and they're, the scary part's over, they're still vulnerable. They still need you to care for them as best as you can, even if you're having a crappy day or you have a million patients. You have to make sure that there's a person in that bed that is relying on you to take care of them.
Exactly.
You have to remember that.
I know she's saying it, but it's sometimes really hard because those tasks build up like a lot. Yep. And they all turn red, and she hates red.
I do.
She hates red. She hates overdue tasks, overdue meds, overdo anything. So she's very organized, I guess, is the key. But so you have, when you're doing your nursing, you're going your day to day, when you walk in as a nurse, what is your first thing that you want to do?
I want to kind of look and see what patients I have today. Mm-hmm. If they're on meds like Sinemet, it needs to be done right away. If they're blood sugars, that kind of thing. And just kind of make a plan in your head of how to prioritize and kind of what to do first.
I'm happy you said that. Because I think that was, the prioritization was by far the hardest thing for me, because I would look at the tasks and I would like, that's at 8 a.m. Let's take care of the 8 a.m. before we do the 9 a.m. And like the 8 a.m. would be like a head-to-toe assessment, and the 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. would be like a Sinemet, and it's like 9:15. And Katie's like, what are we doing? Like, can we not look at this patient's feet right now? We got some meds to give. Yeah. So that took me a while, and it is hard. And I do feel like I'm getting better at it. But when you started out, because when I met you, you were like, you know, the best nurse ever. So when I met you, you were pretty good, and you know, you had your bearings and you took care of stuff well. When was the breaking point, or was there a breaking point?
I don't think so. I think it's something that just takes time. I still think I'm learning every day. I mean, every day you learn something new, and every day you learn how to do something better. And I just feel like it's one of those things that there wasn't a breakthrough moment. It really takes time. And it's one of those things you look back and you notice like, oh, wow, like, maybe I can do this a little bit, because there's always some days where you can't control what's going on.
Before we started, I was actually telling her that I had my first day of someone precepting me. And my goodness, like, I really, like, that was the day I really said, Katie did some real good things. Because it's hard. It really is hard for you to slow down to explain everything you're doing, and it takes longer, but you know at the end of the day it'll be helpful. You'll have another nurse on the floor, so on and so forth. But that's good. Was I your first and only preceptor, whatever, or did you have people before me?
I think you were my only one, actually. I think I've randomly here and there have done people, but and then I had Lisa at the very end. But
oh, yeah. Before we jump into some more nursing, how long have you been a nurse?
So I graduated from Simmons in the fall of 2015, but then I didn't actually start working as a nurse until March.
A year? Wait.
So I'm still a baby nurse.
Still a baby nurse. A very good baby nurse. So it's going to be a year next month.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Katie. Yeah,
thank you.
You've been there for a full year. No burnout yet.
Oh, my God.
Looking for a new work. So that's the thing. So I'm interviewing here, Katie. We don't have scrubs. We're in a beautiful home. Reason being is because she doesn't work with me anymore.
Oh.
So you left us, and you're at a bigger and better place. I don't want to get into details. Let's not say names. But you left our hospital. You go into some other hospital. Has the transition been horrible? Mind you, she's going from days to nights. So
I can't really say much about this yet, but I know it is going to be a struggle switching from days to nights just because I feel like I'm such a morning person.
Yeah.
But the training's been great so far. I feel like I've already learned a ton. I'm learning a new computer system, which is always helpful for your resume too. So
no more than one documentation system.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever worked an overnight job ever?
So when I was doing my preceptorship at Children's for school, I did a couple overnight shifts, and it was fine.
Yeah.
I definitely could handle it, but it's just, it wasn't a full-time thing. So now it's going to be changed. Okay. But.
And 12s or 8s? Because there's many nurses out there that do 8s, many nurses that do 12s.
So I'm going to do 8s.
You're doing 8s?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. See, the thing is, I've only done 12s.
Yeah.
But, I've come to love 12s. I don't know, maybe you'll end up liking it. So that means you're going to be working 5 days now.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Ooh. That's a lot of days in the week.
Yeah.
You do you, right? You get more time in the days that you do work home.
So my position's, actually 24 hours right now, too, but they said they're always looking for...
Oh, okay.
It's not really...
It's not really going to be the 5 days until it becomes 5 days.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, that's good. And, just for the nurses out there, finding other nursing jobs is, when I was looking, 1,000 places would, come get an interview and all that stuff, but it wasn't what I wanted. So if you're a nurse and you're saying you can't find a job, I think I don't want to say you're lying, but you're lying because there's 1,000 places that, want you to work there. It's just they'll be, I don't know, if you don't want to work at an assisted living, there'll be 1,000 assisted livings that want you. If you don't want to work at a nursing home, but there'll be 1,000 nursing homes that want you. And if you're an experienced nurse and you've worked in maternity your whole life, but there's an ER job that wants you really badly and you say no, that's you saying no. That's not having jobs out there. Mm-hmm. Have you had that same experience?
I think it's been tough finding a hospital job. So...
That's the truth.
Especially for really,
us young ones.
Yeah, they really don't like to take new grads right out of school just because I think it takes a while to train a new grad. You're kind of starting your life as a nurse, so it's definitely easier for them to just hire experienced nurses.
Definitely. So because you're not a new grad now, but this is your second job, are you going through the same new grad orientation process or is it different?
Yeah, she said we'd kind of see what happens, see how much time I need. If I'm doing really well, then they might cut it. But if I need some more support, they can always extend it. So I think it's 9 weeks, which
legit.
Is the same
That's
as...
That's legit.
Yeah. Which I will take all the time I need just because I like to feel comfortable before. I don't like to just get thrown into the fire.
So your nursing school, because I make these videos and I call them everyday hero, right? So we're heroes. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
We're heroes, everyday heroes, because we help people. We help our patients and we'll get them back to health. But for those nursing students out there, I know your nursing education was very different, not very different, but different from the regular straight out of high school, let's go into nursing school, let's become a nurse. You said you did public health first.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get your nursing, your RN license?
So so when I was working at Children's, I started doing my prereqs because they paid for it, which is really cool.
Wait, so, really?
Yeah.
Yo, Children's, hit me up, guy.
So I did them slowly. I did them one night class, and I think it took a year for me to do it all. And then I started applying to programs, and I came across Simmons. It was a accelerated 14-month program, and I got in, and I knew it was going to be literally the worst year of my life, but I just kept telling...
14 months sounds insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
Oh, my God.
So it took 14 months. There was lots of tears, lots of sweat. Like, I every day, I'm like, thank you, Brian and my family, for still staying with me, because I was a crazy person during that program.
Family. Good for you.
But it was... It was a great experience. You became so close with all your classmates, too, because you were all going through hell together. So there were so many nights where we would all be studying at someone's house for, like, literally 8 hours. Just
crazy.
Going over the material and going over tests. But, like, those girls I still talk to all the time. They all have jobs. We're good all happy you. Now. Yes. And we can all just look back on it and say, like, oh, we did it. Yeah.
Smile. I did it differently. But that, it doesn't matter how you go through nursing school. Nursing school is nursing school,
right.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing ever, so there's no ifs, ands about it.
Yeah.
But, so I went to a community college, and I did the two-year nursing program. We also had a bunch of prerequisites that we had to do, but that was like, you do it on your own and stuff. And then once you got into the nursing program, it's like, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the hardest thing ever. You know, the studying versus like the clinical. The clinicals were pretty good for me.
Yeah,
like
I feel
like
they were scary.
Like I think in the beginning it's super scary for like the beginning of each clinical.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't get better by the second or third you go to, but the beginning is scary. But then like you compared to being a nurse, clinical is just like.
I feel like you're basically a nursing assistant when you're in clinical.
Oh yeah. That's very true.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to talk to the educating boss of nursing, but we need to work on that. What did you think? What were the best things that you did throughout nursing school to get you through?
I definitely studied with friends. That was the one thing that we would always check up on each other. We would test each other. I just had like an amazing support system with the girls I was with in my program.
Mm.
I think that definitely helped. And just, I'm the kind of person that has to study, and I have to study like really hard. I can't just like get things like some people can. So just
you're not a genius.
No, I'm not.
That's a surprise to me.
So just hard work. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of studying. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot of quizzing yourself. The thing I found most helpful is like taking practice tests whenever you can. Because then you get used to the questions, the select all that apply that everyone loves. And oof. I know. And just I feel like it was a great learning tool to have.
When most of the people at your Simmons program, because it's like a bachelor's degree to getting an RN. That's like the program,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So will most of those people your age, like young on the younger end? Or
No, it was actually a wide range. It was people that like just graduated college that decided like right away they wanted to go to nursing school. And then we had a couple moms in our program too. So it was really interesting to have people from like all over walks of life. Some people married, some people with kids, some people just out of college, very young. So it was a great mix of girls.
So, and that's like, I love that about Mass Bay is where I went to school to get my nursing license, and I absolutely loved that about Mass Bay because it was such a wide range. And like even being a nurse, and I meet all these other nurses, and I see that nursing, for a large majority of nurses, it's like a second career or like a second like decision they made after they went to college. I know you told us that you wanted to do public health. But do you see that in all the nurses you see, that it's like a second career, second choice?
Everyone in my program was, because you needed to have a previous bachelor's degree to do the program. So it was really interesting. Some people were like in film before.
Ooh,
like
well,
some people were in like law, and they just like everyone, a lot of people had these like amazing stories of why they chose nursing and just why they decided to go with it, and it was amazing.
Do you think anyone can be a nurse, or do you think it takes a special type of person to be a nurse?
I think it definitely takes a special type of person, because I know there's some people like that, like my boyfriend, if he sees like hair in the drain, he literally loses it and it's gagging. Like, so I think there's definitely some kind of people that can't, but I mean, you have to be like super hardworking, passionate, caring. It's just really important because, like I said before, like you're taking care of someone's loved one, and someone is very sick and vulnerable, and they need you to do everything you can for them and put in your 100% every day.
And a lot of, like, going through nursing school, when I talk to a lot of nurses I know in my life, a lot of people would tell me, like, you need to understand, like, people at their worst at the hospital, people are at their worst, so when they're mad and when they're upset, when they're yelling, when they're screaming, that's not because of you. It's because they just had a stroke. It's because they just lost a leg. It's because it's something bigger than you. So calm down. You're not that important. Mm. I mean, you're important, but it's tough.
Yeah.
This is like the worst moments of these people's life, and you're there. So if you get yelled at, you know, understand the situation.
Right.
Are you planning on being a bedside nurse for a very long time? Do you want to become a teacher? Do you want to go into, like, administration? You did public health before. Like, where do you see yourself going with nursing?
For right now, definitely stay as bedside nurse. I love working directly with patients. I could definitely see myself, like, later down the road when I'm, like, way older, doing, like, some kind of teaching with nursing.
Way older.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I could see myself being, like, a clinical instructor, that kind of thing.
She would be great. I promise you guys, this is not, like, the first time I'm telling her. It was, like, my second or third day, and I was like, did you go to whatever to be a teacher? Because she's so good at it. She really is a great, great preceptor.
Thank you.
But so you want to be a nurse for a very long time. Why don't you tell me, as of now, what is your favorite thing about being a nurse?
Definitely making patients feel better. One time we had a patient that she, like, her friend passed away that day. Her roommate was really bothering her. And I tried to just do everything that I could to try to make her feel more comfortable. I ended up somehow getting her, like, a private... Were you there that day?
I was, but I wasn't in the room when she told me. Oh, yeah.
I ended up getting her a private room, and she was so thankful for me, and she felt so much more comfortable, and you could just see how much more relaxed she was. And she actually... I got a letter to my house, and she wrote me, like, a really nice...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she wrote me, like, a really nice thank you. So it's just things like that where you just... The amount of work you put in, you know that people appreciate what you do for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it amazing. Was great.
And she was one of those that she knew the area. Like, she was a local, right?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then I'm thinking of someone else. Maybe then I wasn't there. But I know she looks so put together, and she looks great. And she is a great nurse, and she is put together at work. But when she told me the story, she was like, when they told me about her friend dying, I was in tears.
I know, That's the one thing.
She was the sweetest person on the planet.
I'm a softie, so when people start crying and they're very upset, I tend to, like, get too much involved.
You get too involved. And it really is hard.
Yeah.
Especially where we work, where we have, like, I'd say anywhere between, like, a week and a half to, like, a month worth of patient. And, like, you really get to know these people. Like, the deep, dark secrets and who they like and what's going on in their life and their significant other. And you guys fight. You guys make friends. You guys laugh together. It's hard to, you know, find that line.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you like about being a nurse. What is the one thing, or the many things, in my case, that you don't like? Like, what's your most hated thing about being a nurse?
The amount of stress. when you have, like, a ton of patients and you feel like you can't take as good care of them as you possibly could just because you have so much on your plate, that's the one thing that gets me upset, because sometimes I feel like I could be so much better of a nurse if I could concentrate more on my patients.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
No, that's a biggie. No, it really is a biggie, because, like, instead of coming into the patient and, like, really talking to them about, like, where the pain is coming from and how did it start and all this stuff, you say, where's the pain? 0 to 10, where it is. You hear the number and you give them the pill that they're supposed to get. Versus, let me look at it. Let me see it. Let me, you know, evaluate, assess the whole situation. It's so hard because the next door neighbor has some pain too that you have to get to. And then that neighbor has. So it's like not having time and having, like, 100 patients is the hardest thing. It really is the hardest thing for me. And it, it sometimes you go into work and you have a big assignment and it's like, damn, like, you go home and you're like, do I want to be a nurse anymore? And it's just so painful sometimes. It's just super, super, super painful. When we're talking about the work of being a nurse, Katie got me into doing this thing where you look at your iPhone and it counts your steps.
Yeah.
And you see Katie's in good shape, right? So ever since then, I've been looking at my steps and I'm just letting you nurses know, you guys work out a lot. A lot, lot, lot. So I average, when I'm working, I average about 6 miles a day.
Yeah.
I do 12-hour shifts. Those are for 12-hour shift people. I average about 6 miles a day, which is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But you're in good shape. Do you work out a lot outside of work?
I try to. I mean, I think it's important to, yes, just for your well-being to work out too. I mean, I am a nurse. I try to promote what I preach or whatever.
Good. Very good.
So
I know when I work my 12-hour shifts, the if I have 2 days in a row, especially if I have 3 days in a row, that next day is really just like getting back together, mm-hmm, right? But were you good about having your days off and getting things done, or were you just a couch potato? Because I have a really hard time working on my days off, and not working, but just doing productive stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely try. There has been days where I've literally done nothing the next day because you're just super wiped. Like, you can't help it. But
it's impossible.
I try. I'm like an early riser too, so I'll try to, like, for the morning relax, and then the afternoon either go to the gym, go to the grocery store, do laundry, that kind of thing.
Good for you. She does a lot of laundry. I know that being a nurse is important. Like, it's super, super important. And, like, I know we have decided, we've come to consensus that it does take a special type of person to be a nurse. For those young people, I'm not talking about, like, nursing students. I'm talking about, like, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, high school.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them if they decided, or they think, even with the slightest bit, that they want to be a nurse? What advice would you give them?
I would tell them to work their hardest. It's not easy, definitely not easy, but it's totally worth it. Just to see patients, you making patients feel better, or just doing everything you can to help people. It's an amazing career. It's so rewarding. And I think it's a great field to get into.
I agree 1,000%. And, like, did you feel like there was a calling? Do you feel like nursing pulled, like, you were pulled to nursing, or did you think that it just made sense after your public health?
So I've definitely had a few sicknesses in my family where I definitely saw the scary part of the hospital that really drew me to nursing. I remember one time, one of my close family members was in the hospital and I was really upset, and the nurse pulled me aside and she just gave me a huge hug and told me everything was going to be okay.
That's awesome.
I know. So
that's good nursing.
And that was kind of when I was in the between deciding point of whether or not I wanted to go into nursing.
Yeah.
And that nurse definitely changed my life.
That's awesome.
I know. So it was crazy. So ever since then, I was like, yes, I know. Like, I want to make a difference in people's lives. Like, even if it's just small. I mean, I bet that nurse didn't even think about it. Like, she just kind of just did it and, like, has no idea how much it affected my life. So I just hope that I can do that for other people.
She has. It's done. It's done. You're done. You can retire. It's
perfect.
Done. It's over. But that's great. So thank you, Katie, for doing this. I really
You're
do appreciate
welcome.
This. I ask this to all of my guests. In 5 years from now, when you are a nurse practitioner or a nurse educator, or if you're still a bedside nurse just kicking ass every single day, are you going to give me the okay if I give you a call and say, Katie, I would love to interview you again?
Of course.
With my shit being set up.
Of course.
I will be able to do it?
Yeah, of course.
You heard it here. It's published. It's on the internet. You can't go back. You guys will be my witnesses. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate it.